And now the part of the show where we invite very important people on to answer questions about very unimportant things. Now I want everybody listening to me right now to sit up straight in their chairs and face the blackboard as we welcome to our show the Secretary of Education of the United States of America, Ms. Margaret Spellings. Secretary Spellings, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thanks, Peter.
All right, we're going to ask you some tough questions about your positions, okay? For example, where do you come down on the use of hall passes?
Local control.
Local control.
That's right.
That's right. So spitballs, detentions, those are all outside
those
of your bailiwick.
Those are sorts of things for, principles.
Oh, I understand. Now, do you ever bring to your work your own experiences in grade school? I mean, do you say, are you in essence having vengeance on a perhaps too aggressive gym teacher at one point?
No, but here's a little fun fact to know and tell. I am the first mother of school children to have this job.
That must make your parent-teacher conferences rather interesting.
Sometimes.
Oh, your kids are doing great, Secretary Spellings. Just great.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Really? It doesn't? Do they give you the same guff we get?
Well, I know the terminology. I know the lingo a little better probably than your average mom or dad.
Like detention? You get that.
Does it give you any credibility or added credibility when you're like helping your kids with their homework? I say the answer is A, and I can enforce that through federal fiat.
They're a little old for that sort of thing.
That's a shame.
When people introduce you, do they inevitably make some kind of reference to your name with regard to...
That happens. During my confirmation, one of the senators said that he was so glad that I was married because we wouldn't want any misspelling.
Ooh,
at the department.
There you go. There you go.
That was a real knee flapper.
Yeah.
But I have to say, though, that I am, in fact, speaking to Cabinet Secretary, a high place administration official, with a high TVQ. You were on the first most highest-ranking politician ever to appear on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Mm. And the Daily Show.
And the Daily Show, and now this. So what is this?
I love this stuff. I'm a little nutty about it. I find it very entertaining, and I enjoy your show all the time.
Well, thank you.
I don't want to do that.
How'd you do on Jeopardy?
And they couldn't get me on the fifth grade show.
It would be funny to have the Secretary of Education play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Well, it wouldn't be very funny if she wasn't. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Well, there you go. You don't want to take that risk. Mm. How'd you do on Jeopardy?
Came in second. Yep.
Also known, and I speak from experience here, it's also known as losing.
Mm-hmm. Takes one to know one, Peter.
Yeah, oh, no, look, you and I both came in second on Jeopardy. Who beat you?
Michael McKean, but he's an actor, but he had been on a couple of times before, so he had a distinct advantage. As you know, it's all about the buzzer.
That is true, that those of us who have lost on Jeopardy know that the way to complain about it is to say that the buzzer timing is difficult.
Absolutely.
Oh, my. I have heard it all.
Yeah.
I would never cheat.
No.
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 Sounds to me like you got left behind.
All right, we're almost ready to play our game.
All right.
But I got one more question.
Okay.
And maybe you could have anticipated this coming because you know our show.
Right.
Is it true, Secretary Spellings, that you once turned down Karl Rove for a date?
Mm. Well, have you met Karl Rove?
Yeah. You guys go back a long time. I just want to say, it wasn't recent. This was...
No. This was a very long time ago. So this is just between us, right?
Oh, just between us. Everybody else is doing their homework. They're not listening.
Right.
So.
We've seen him dance.
Honestly, I think it was a little bit awkward all the way around, and I wasn't even sure that was what he was asking.
Really? He didn't express himself clearly? Can you describe what happened for us?
No.
Intensely curious. Oh, come on. I mean, you have just...
He's my good friend.
I'm sure he is. But okay. So you're standing there, and you're like, he's in front of your locker, and you're like.
I mean, he told the story after the fact. I'm like, is that what's going on there?
You didn't even know that he was asking you out, and like he later says, I asked her out. She said no, and you're like, I did.
Well, he did it through intermediaries.
He had somebody spread rumors that you were dating him. Yeah. No, who knows? But that's curious. But we're just curious because I was like, and you turned down Karl Rove.
Now, this is, 25 years.
Oh, absolutely.
30 years ago.
These things don't go away.
Wow. Well, it's great you're still friends. I think
we're very good friends.
Speaking of Rove.
And both happily married.
I understand. I understand. Well, Secretary Spellings, we are delighted to have you with us. Now, as is only fair, given your administration's emphasis on testing, we have a little test for you. It is a quiz that this week we're calling...
You are a 17th level mage with a wand of power and plus 8 charisma.
This week, the world lost Gary Gygax, the man who more than 30 years ago co-invented the fantasy role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons, thus saving generations of geeky kids, like myself, from having to talk to girls at least until college. We're going to ask you 3 questions about the man known to us gamers as the great god Gygax. Get 2 right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, on their home answering machine. Carl, who is the Secretary of Education playing for?
Peter, the Secretary is playing for Major Bob Munson, who is currently serving at Camp Taji in Iraq.
Mm. He's an active duty officer in the Air Force, and you're playing for him.
Wow.
Round of applause for the Major. All right, you ready to play?
I guess, but I don't know anything about that talk.
That's the whole point. There we go. First question. Dungeons and Dragons, as you may or may not know, in that game, players take on the role of characters and they go on adventures. They're led by a referee called the Dungeon Master. In addition to writing the elaborate rules of the game, Gary Gygax created many scenarios for players to explore. One typical adventure he wrote was called, what? Was it A, Glacial Rift of the Frost Giant Jarl? B, Hero's Quest to the Elvish Pleasure Dome? Or C, Revolt of the Demon-Possessed Adamantine Dwarves.
Cool.
Yeah.
I guess number 2, something about the hero.
Hero's Quest to the Elvish Pleasure Dome.
I guess that's not it.
Oh, it might very well be it.
The Glacial Rift of the Frost Giant Jarl, Hero's Quest to the Elvish Pleasure Dome, or Revolt of the Demon-Possessed Adamantine Dwarves. Any one of which could represent hours of an adolescent's life whiled away.
It's A, isn't it?
You're going to go for A, Glacial Rift of the Frost Giant Jarl? Is that your choice?
Yes,
you're right.
Oh,
very
good.
Well. Good. Give you a flavor of the game. Other scenarios written by the master himself included Queen of the Demon Web Pits and the Lost Caverns of Chokanth, however you say that. Mm. All right, that's good. You have 1 right. Let's go to your next question.
Okay.
D&D, as it is called, is not without controversy. Some say it could make its most devoted players crazy, which is nonsense. I'm fine. One controversy erupted just a few years ago when what happened? Was it A, James Sanders of Basking Ridge, New Jersey, was elected to city council after listing his status as a 31st level Iron Paladin as his primary qualification for office? B, the Israeli army automatically withdrew security clearances from any recruit who played the game because they were, quote, detached from reality? Mm. Or C, a group of players in Tarzana, California, assaulted their dungeon master with empty Mountain Dew cans when he was discovered to be using loaded 20-sided dice?
I think it's the city council election.
That's your choice?
Yes.
No, actually, it was the Israeli army. D&D is very popular in Israel, and the Israeli Defense Force, just a few years ago, says they didn't like it. An army security official said, quote, one of the tests we do is to ask whether they take part in the game. If a soldier answers in the affirmative, he is sent to a professional for an evaluation, usually a psychologist. Mm. Oh, ye of little faith.
Mm. I got to remember that trick.
All right.
I better thank Major Munson for his service.
No, hang on. You still have some chance here. And remember, he's counting on
you. I'm pulling for you.
Okay.
It's your last question. You got 1 right with 1 to go. If you get this one right, you'll win.
Okay.
The game and its culture finally leapt from basement rec rooms to the big screen in 2000 with the release of the Dungeons & Dragons movie. The reviews were not kind. For example, what did Roger Ebert say about it? Did he say, A, quote, what kind of dice roll do I have to get to escape this theater? B, quote, the plot does not defy description, but it discourages it. Or C, quote, a more apt title for the film would be Dungeons and Dragons and Overacting and Sweating and Stupidity.
I think the last one.
You think the last one? You sure about that?
I guess that means it's a no.
Well, I'm just saying.
Because we want Major Bob Munson.
Major Munson's out there.
Okay, let me see.
I mean, he is serving in Iraq.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
away from family and
mortars.
Mortars follow.
Okay. How about the plot?
The plot. Number you think? You think so?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good choice. That's right.
Okay.
Very good.
Good.
The plot does not defy description, but it discourages it. The movie was panned in general, even though Jeremy Irons played the villain. Who knew?
Mm-hmm.
So, Carl, how did Margaret Spellings do on our quiz?
Well enough, Peter. The secretary had two correct answers, so she's a winner for Major Bob Munson. Congratulations, secretary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And congratulations to Bob Munson.
Congratulations to Major Munson. Margaret Spellings is the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Education. We are so pleased to have you. Madam Secretary, thank you so much for joining us today.
Peter, thanks a lot, and good luck.
Thank you. You too.